Structure is an issue when it comes to interventions. Many high schools and middle schools where I've had the privilege of working have built in something called a flex time. Initially, this flex time would allow for extracurricular work as well as academic supports. So a flex time allows for you to do band work during the middle of the day and get tutoring from another. So these flex times are frequent, and they allow for Tier 2 and Tier 3 intervention times. Students could be assigned a specific intervention during this time. If the intervention is no longer needed, the student could transition to a different setting or take on an extracurricular. Likewise, if a more intensive intervention is needed, then the student could transition into that setting. This flex time approach may sound ideal for students with academic needs, but there's even more potential to it. In a large setting like most high schools, the availability of most teachers during this flex time allows for students on different tracks and different needs to receive help, even on specific assignments. So during flex time in one room, I might go down the hall to a Tier 2 interventionist. She has 8 students who were assigned to her during flex time, and they're working specifically on a mathematics need. If I look across the hall, there's 15 students flocked in an AP physics class getting extra test preparations. Some students will gather in groups to do studying. Other ones will go to a library. So one way to handle this notion of what to do for students who need more support or less support when we have a rigid schedule is to set in a flex time that is not as rigid. There is an alternative, of course. If an intervention takes the role during normal class time, such as second block, there's little that can be done to make major changes in the student's schedule during a semester or quarter. Of course, in these situations, we ask intervention settings to be flexible enough to provide varied levels of support so that the student could get scaffolds and become successfully independent. The hardest thing about a flex time is how much time can be devoted to that with such needs during the school day, because anytime you add this in, you're taking away from something else. So when you have a flex time in there, there needs to be an agreement that we're taking away 5 minutes from every other class so that we can create a 35-minute flex time. This flex time will allow for Tier 2 and Tier 3 interventions to occur. I also worry when you don't have a flex time and you take them out of things that they may enjoy. So now I have a child who struggles in literacy and mathematics, so they're going to be getting 2 extra hours for intervention a day. Well, goodbye band, goodbye art, goodbye anything that may help them see the bigger picture of life in a multi-tiered system of supports. That doesn't mean we're just helping out the students who are struggling. I may have advancement and enrichment or acceleration options that could happen during that flex time. So if I have a student who is on a highly gifted measure, I don't need to say, well, then you go have a free time during flex time. No, it's you are assigned to this room during that time, where you're going to be working on, for example, engineering mechanisms, and you'll be creating these new robotic ideas. So again, I like the idea of a flex time, but you know you're sacrificing something for it.